The myth of Persephone and Hades. In the heart of ancient Greece, there lived a beautiful goddess named Persephone. She was the daughter of Demeter, the goddess of the harvest, who made sure that the earth was always full of crops and flowers. Persephone was loved by all who knew her, and wherever she walked, flowers would bloom beneath her feet. She lived happily with her mother, surrounded by the beauty of nature. But there was someone else who had noticed Persephone's beauty. Hades, the god of the underworld. Hades ruled over the dark realm beneath the earth, where the spirits of the dead lived. It was a lonely and shadowy place, and Hades rarely left his underground kingdom. But when he saw Persephone, he was struck by her beauty and decided he wanted her to be his queen. The abduction of Persephone. One day, while Persephone was picking flowers in a meadow, the ground suddenly opened up beneath her feet, and Hades appeared in his dark chariot. Before she could cry out for help, Hades swept Persephone up and carried her down to the underworld. The earth closed behind them, leaving no trace of where they had gone. Demeter, Persephone's mother, was heartbroken when she discovered her daughter was missing. She searched the earth for days and nights, calling out Persephone's name, but no one knew where she had gone. In her sorrow, Demeter let the earth grow cold and barren. The crops withered, the trees lost their leaves, and a terrible winter fell over the land. Without Demeter's care, nothing could grow, and the people began to starve. The deal with Hades. As the earth became colder and darker, the other gods grew concerned. They begged Zeus, the king of the gods, to do something before all life on earth was lost. Zeus sent Hermes, the swift messenger god, down to the underworld to ask Hades to return Persephone to her mother. When Hermes arrived in the underworld, he found Persephone sitting sadly beside Hades. She missed the warmth and light of the world above, and she longed to see her mother again. Hades agreed to let Persephone go, but there was a condition. Before Hermes had arrived, Persephone had eaten a few seeds of a pomegranate, a fruit of the underworld. Because she had eaten the food of the dead, she could not leave the underworld forever. However, a compromise was reached. It was decided that Persephone would spend part of the year with her mother on earth, bringing warmth and life back to the world. But for the other part of the year, she would return to the underworld to be with Hades as his queen. This cycle would continue year after year, the cycle of the seasons. And so, every year when Persephone returns to the earth, Demeter is filled with joy. She lets the sun shine, the flowers bloom, and the crops grow tall and strong. This time is known as spring and summer, when the world is full of life. But when Persephone must return to the underworld, Demeter's sadness returns. The earth becomes cold and barren, leading to autumn and winter, when the days grow short and the plants wither away. This is how the ancient Greeks explained the changing of the seasons. They believed that the cycle of life, death, and rebirth was tied to Persephone's journey between the earth and the underworld. Her story reminded them that even in the darkest times, there is always hope and the promise of new life when spring returns. Persephone's myth teaches us about the power of love and the connection between mothers and daughters. It also reminds us that change is a natural part of life, and that after every winter, spring will always come again, bringing warmth, light, and new beginnings.